improve singing, but if you have your Bibles, Revelation 20. Well, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna say this with all sincerity. If you'd have still been shouting, he'd have still been singing. I tried to encourage you. I tried to do my part as far as the service and shouting and praising and honoring God. And I was hoping that the Lord would just take over and Alan just sing until he was hoarse and couldn't sing no more. And y'all shouted out and come to the altar and filled the altar up. But God wants this preached. One of them messages that you don't like preaching. Amen. Revelation 20, if you're there, say amen. Amen. Look at verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Some of the most terrifying scripture in the Bible. Amen. You're either saved or you're not saved. There ain't no in between. There ain't no purgatory. There ain't nothing like that. There ain't no holding stage. You ain't gonna die and they call for the preacher and me come in and bring the deacons and try to pray you out of a holding cell so you can get to heaven. The Bible says as a tree falls, that's how it's gonna lay. So you think hard right now. Heaven or hell? Great white throne judgment or judgment seat of Christ? Which one are you going to be? I want to preach a little while on the great judgment. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord, for what you've already done. We thank you, God, for moving already in the service, God. God, I pray for that unction from heaven, God. I pray right now, Lord, you would help me to get out of the way, God. It ain't about me this morning, God. Lord, thank you for last week and for the church pouring out their love on us, God. But Lord, we want to pour out our love on Jesus today, God. I pray right now, Lord, you'd move in this church. God, I pray right now, Lord, you speak to every individual in this building, God. Help them to take account of their life today, God. Where are we going to spend our judgment? Will we sit at the judgment seat of Christ where Christians are judged, or will we be at the great judgment? God, I beg you right now, God, move. Holy Ghost, touch hearts, God. Lord, if there's one that's not saved, help them to realize that today's the day of salvation. Lord, if there's one that's in a backslid state, not where they need to be, God, help them today. And we'll praise you for all you do, God. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Revelation 21 verse 8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There's seven things I want to look at this morning, and I won't be preaching a whole lot that might be new to you today, but I want you to understand most of us have heard a lot of this before, Brother Robert, but sometimes it's good to reiterate, amen. Let's look at the seat of judgment. It's the great white throne. It's great because the authority of this throne. Who sits on this throne? God. God sits on this throne. He can't be bought. He can't be bribed. We know from the day we're living in that that's real easy to do anymore. You can have judges. You can have people that sit in judgment. They can be bought and bribed. They can be paid off. But glory to God, there's one that's going to sit on this judgment. You can't buy him off, glory to God, because he owns you already. You can't pay him off, glory to God, because you ain't got that much. Amen. It's a great throne because of who sits on it. It's great because it's white. The great white throne judgment. That means it's pure. It cannot, in other words, this throne, when you stand before this throne, Brother Tony, there will be absolutely no sin that can pass it. It's pure and holy and righteous, just like the God we serve. See, the thing about it is we come to church and we come to church and we have our little sins and we have our little isms and schisms in church. And if we ain't careful, we think that we're getting away with it. Understand something, and I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. You ain't getting away with nothing today. It's white because it's pure. It's right. White because it's righteous. The only thing that'll get by this throne is red blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a throne. It's an exalted position. It's a seat of great wisdom. Now listen to what I'm getting ready to tell you. The one that sits there is omniscient. He knows all. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He is omnipotent. That means he is all powerful. Psalms 147, verse 5 says, great is our Lord and greater power. His understanding is infinite. He is omnipresent. That means he's everywhere at one time and nowhere absent. Psalms 137 says this, verse 7, whither shall I go? Thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If he's all powerful, all knowing, everywhere present, nowhere absent, he knows everything about you. And when I say he knows everything about you, that's exactly what I mean. I'm going to say to you, he knows why you didn't come to church Wednesday night. He knows why you didn't come to church last Sunday. Some of y'all watching on Facebook, he knows why you ain't here now. Amen. Amen. We're going to give an account for all of it. He knows everything. He knows what you think about. He knows what you look at when ain't nobody else looking. He knows where you go when your wife don't know where you at. He knows what you do on your job when your husband ain't around. This is the God we're talking about. Nothing is a white throne, Melvin. He is pure and holy. He knows everything. And understand something. Nothing will get by him. Understand. You know, when you have a trial now, you go to court when you have a trial now, you have all these lawyers, they do all this investigating, but skip, they can't bring out everything. But there's one that sits on this throne. You will not get past him. The sovereignty of the throne. Acts chapter 17 verse 30 says this, and the times of the ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, now listen, by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he raised him from the dead. Who do you think sits on this throne? If that wasn't enough, John chapter 5, verse 21 says this, for as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as the honor of the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath seen him. In other words, it's going to be Jesus Christ that sits on the throne. The same one that bore your sin. The same one that died on that cross. The same one that gave his life, Wes, so that you and I didn't have to die and go to hell. When you stand before him, and he looks at you and said, I took those drugs from you. Why are you still doing them? I took that alcohol from you. Why are you still doing it? I took that filthy mouth from you. Why are you still doing it? I bore all that on myself. Can you imagine standing before that kind of a judge? We're not talking about standing before a judge that don't know nothing about you. We're talking about standing before a judge that took all your sin and knows every sin you ever done and still going to judge you. The sovereignty of the throne. Folks, you understand something. You ain't getting away with it. You're not getting away with it. The severity of the judgment. Verse 11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. The judgment is going to be so severe, Brother Tony, that the earth and the heavens will run from this. Understand this. Now get a picture and understand this. Let me ask you a question. I thought about it as I was studying this. I don't know about y'all. Maybe y'all a whole lot better than me. But Josh, did you ever run from your mom or daddy when you know you was going to get a whipping? I tried that one time. Notice what I said. One time. Do you know the problem with trying to run away from it? You can't. This judgment's coming. And you will not get away from it. It's coming. And you will not get away from it. It's going to be severe because of his power. He said in Matthew 28, all power is given unto me. We're talking about the one who controls heaven and hell. We're talking about the one who created heaven and hell. And understand something. Hell was not created for human beings. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. You go there as a stranger, but you will go there if you're not saved. It's going to be severe because of his glory. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9 through 10 says, and I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was like a fiery flame. His wheels as burning fire. A fire stream issued that came forth from him. Thousands and thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. You're going to come before the whole God of glory. You're going to come before the Holy One of Israel. The Bible says, at that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You're going to come before him that knew no sin but took your sin. You're going to come before him that was pure holy, pure righteousness. And when you get there, you can be all bad if you want to now. But when you get there, you'll fall on your face before him because of who he is. It's going to be severe. See, the thing about it is now, Brother Terry, we stand before men, and they judge us. You go to court, and you have a jury trial. They find you guilty of something. The judgment is set before a man that sins, a man that kind of reminds me of the story of the little boy that was caught stealing a watermelon. Most of y'all have heard this story before. He goes before the magistrate, and he says, son, you've been caught stealing watermelons from this farmer. How do you plead? He said, I guess I plead guilty. He said, well, what do you have to say for yourself before I pass sentence? He said, Your Honor, have you ever stole a watermelon? And the judge said, guilty, fine, suspended. Because he knew he had done it. But what are you going to do when you stand before somebody that ain't never done it? That knows no sin. What are you going to do? Oh, Lord, you know how, Lord, the lust of the flesh. I understand, but I ain't never done that. It's going to be severe, folks. And there's only one way of escape. You might not, but let me tell you something. You might not bow down to him on this side. You might do your own thing on this side. You might live your life the way you want to on this side. But there's coming a day. Used to be an old spark plug commercial. I mean, it was Champion spark plugs. Y'all remember those commercials that said you can pay me now or pay me later? Yeah. You can either get right now and bow before him and worship him now, or you'll bow before him and worship him there. But it'll be too late. It'll be too late. The subjects of this judgment. Verse 12 in Revelation. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Everyone who ever died lost will stand before Jesus right now. Everybody that's not saved will stand before Jesus right now. In other words, Adolf Hitler will come out and stand before Jesus. In other words, King Nebuchadnezzar will come out and stand before Jesus. In other words, anybody that ever died lost will stand before Jesus. And I'm telling you right now, on the authority of God's word, if you're not right with God when the rapture takes place, you're going to probably be standing before Jesus at this throne. The subjects. The Bible says the books were opened. That's what he's going to judge them out of. Juan and the band sings that song, God's got a record book. Y'all realize God's the one keeping score. We come in and we play basketball sometimes on Wednesday night, and some of the young guys come in. We play and have a good time. We have a good time, we do. But I accuse Benji all the time of buttering the score. Benji's bad for that. It'll be 5-5. David said he cheats. It'll be 5-5, and Benji said, "That's 6-5, right?" It's kind of funny, but God don't do that. God's got an accurate book. It ain't going to be no worse or no better than what God says it is. In other words, God's keeping a record on these two young men right here. God's keeping a record on Mike. God's keeping a record on me. Folks, I'm telling you all this morning so that you don't have to go there, so that you don't have to be there. What's the seal? The Bible talks about in verse 12, which was the book of life was opened, and the dead were judged out of those things. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5 says this, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess him before my Father. Saved or lost, there ain't no in between. The seal is already. If you're standing at this judgment, it's a done deal. There ain't no hope. There ain't no help. There ain't no back. There ain't no backing up and doing it again. There ain't no saying, Lord, give me another chance. It's done. The sentence of the judgment. Everybody's guilty, Kevin. At this judgment, there will not be one person, Alan, that comes through. And God says, I think I'm going to give you another chance. And I know with our Easter play, we have to do things a little bit different, you know, because of time situations. And I love the way we do our Easter play. I love it. Understand it. I love it. But there ain't going to be no, well, you going to heaven, you going to hell. You going to heaven. No. Every word, everybody's going to hear, depart from me. I know you not. Just think you standing back in line and you've had several hundred thousand before you and everyone that comes up there, depart from me, I know you not. 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 And you getting closer and you getting closer and you getting closer. Depart from me, I know you not. What am I going to say to him when I get up there? What can I got to say something to change his mind. Depart from me, I know you not. Depart from me, I know you not. Depart from me, I know you not. But God, depart from me. I know you not. Preacher, all this is hard and all this is tough. What do I have to do to miss that? Get saved. Get saved. Ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins. Accept his mercy. Right now, understand that right now, Jesus is offering mercy. Right now, that same judge that I talked about a while ago is offering you mercy. If you'll just come, I'll love you like nobody else can love you. If you'll just come to me, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hey, just trust in my blood. Trust in the sacrifice that I did. I took your place so that you don't have to go to that awful, awful place called hell. I bore your sin. I paid the price so that you don't have to go. And all it takes is, Lord, please forgive me. And your name can be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That'll be opened at the great white throne judgment. Amen. Glory to God. And I give you a bad picture. Now you're standing at the great white throne, at judgment seat of Christ. Somebody comes up there, Wes. I see for a long while, and filthy language and you weren't very good. But I see down here on March the 10th, 1987, you accepted my son, Jesus Christ, and you laid all your sin upon his back, and he took it welcoming. And we wrote your name, enter in, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Judgment's coming. Come on, Alan. Judgment's coming. Where are you going to be? I want you to bow your heads with me, please. Nobody looking around. Listen, don't you worry about what everybody